there are lots of pitfalls that political appointees should watch out for, not only ethical issues, but all kinds of issues that can get them in trouble.
Okay, tell us.
Well, one of them is kind of a big one. It's just not understanding the government processes and rules. And I think that that's really important because a lot of the people that are coming into political appointments are coming from private industry where they may not have rules like ethics rules, as you mentioned, Jane, and even things like personnel rules that they don't have to comply with. So they don't really think about them and they don't become knowledgeable about them.
You mean how you have to hire people? In other words, the process you go through in order to hire a career employee or something like that?
Well, that's right. You know, because they may do things unintentionally that look like they're, you know, giving preferences to somebody. You know, if a political appointee comes in, they want somebody from the outside, or they want people from the outside to, you know, maybe give a fresh perspective. They do an advertisement for a position. They do things that, you know, when they come to light, look like they've given this person an illegal preference, or, you know, there's been some other flaw in the hiring process. Not intentional, but because they don't know the rules and don't get good advice, may get them in trouble down the road. And this happens, you know, it can happen for innocent reasons. So they really need to understand there are government processes at work. It's not like private industry, and they have to make sure that they comply with those rules. And certainly ethics rules are one of those things that can get them into trouble.
And Diana, I think a lot of people coming in from industry may have had expense accounts where, right, if you want to order in, you know, pizza for 20 people for some reason, if you're going to work over lunch or work after dinner, or, you know, a whole plate of subs, you just charge it and put it on your expense report and the company pays you. Doesn't work that way quite in government, does it?
No, I mean, that's one of the areas people can get into trouble with, you know, buying things with improper accounts, buying, you know, using government credit cards and things like that for improper types of purchases, things that are done innocently, again, but because they don't know the rules, can get them in trouble down the line and also get, you know, their career staff in trouble as well. And another one is undervaluing the government workers that they're inheriting. You know, a lot of times political appointees come in and they, you know, they want to make sweeping changes. They feel like they have to reform. I think that's certainly a big issue for the Obama administration because they are coming in on a mandate for change. But that doesn't mean that you don't take into account the talent that you have. There are a lot of people who've been there for, been at an agency for a while. They have institutional knowledge. They have they know how the agency culture works, and they're good at their jobs, and they need a little bit of time to get to know these people and find out what their value can be before you make changes that may move them around. I think people expect to be moved around, especially your career SESers, but they also want to be valued, and that's a good way to get buy-in, I think, for change when you really appreciate the resources that you've been given. And human capital is a huge resource that political appointees need to value.
We're talking to Diana Vayu this morning. She's a partner with Shaw Bransard, Vayu and Roth, and one of the co-hosts of Fed Talk Friday mornings at 11 here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Talk a little bit about the rules regarding outside employment or even outside speaking engagements for political appointees.
I think the main thing that political appointees need to be aware of is that they need to make sure that they vet any kind of speaking engagements before they do them. I mean, obviously there are rules about, you know, who they can speak to. There are rules about getting, you know, honorary. I mean, you're not supposed to get money for speaking engagements. And you know, you run the risk of running afoul of actual ethics rules, but you may give the appearance of violating ethics rules, and that can get you into as much trouble as actually violating a rule.
And Diana, I think there's another cultural mistake that it's easy to make, especially in this politically charged atmosphere that we all work in, and that is knocking your predecessor. You know, because, you know, say Janet Napolitano was now at DHS. I have no idea whether she would. I doubt it. But, you know, there are people there that may have liked Michael Chertoff, may have had great respect for him, or may not have. But in general, it's a pretty bad idea for a new boss to make poor references to the prior person.
I agree with you, Tom. I think that's important. I think that comes under the heading of making change for the sake of change. Again, something that I think the Obama administration has to be very careful about. You know, there have been a lot of criticisms of the Bush administration and the Bush officials, but that doesn't mean that, you know, every person who was a leader at an agency was bad or made mistakes. And I think that, you know, you come in and assess what you've got. The agency may be actually doing good things. It may need to be tweaked. It may be going in a different direction because there's a new administration administration. But there are people who've been there at this agency who've experienced the culture of the predecessors. And again, if you want to make change and make strides, you need to get the buy-in of those people. And certainly insulting their prior boss may not be such a great idea to do that.